Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello and welcome everyone to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and hopefully a little bit of wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing, and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, shamans, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, spiritual intuits. And that list, well, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, take your shoes off, put your feet up, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb Schiller tonight, and of course the Reverend Ann Rose, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We'll be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long, it does fill up. Deb is in the chat room, and if you have any questions about where you are in the queue or anything like that, I highly recommend you hit the co-host, because if you IM me, it won't get answered because I can't multitask that much or that fast. my computer is just absolutely not cooperating with me tonight. So I want to sort of, I'm going to have to do this from memory here, so please forgive me if I miss any. There are a ton of different There are a ton of different shows out there, blog talk shows on in the spiritual aspect and realm. There is, and because there are so many, it's very hard to kind of figure out exactly where you want to spend your time, where you want to invest yourself, and it's very confusing. Often, it's almost impossible to figure out exactly what are you going to take a look at and what are you going to tap into. There are some shows that I highly recommend, and, you know, if my computer wasn't being such a snot, I'd have a whole list of them for you, but it just isn't going to show them to me. Maybe it is. Okay, so I want you to know that I haven't had the honor to or the time to sort of listen to everybody and evaluate them on a scale of 1 to 10 and stuff like that. But I have found a whole bunch of them that I think are just spot on and wonderful. They have a wonderful content. They have the hosts are just unbelievably wonderful, and the material that they share is just the most enlightening that you could possibly ask for. On Sundays, Ray Booker and medium Sarah May have a show called Spirit of the Radio, and these are two British mediums, and the way they read is just, it's old school, and it's just fabulous. They have wonderful, charming personalities, and they are a joy to listen to and experience. Renee Richards has her show, Psychic Medium Renee Richards, on Tuesdays and Fridays, I believe, and she is probably one of the most gifted mediums you could ever imagine. She comes out with some of the most surprising and entertaining material ever, and she's always so dead on. It's just, it's phenomenal. She gets names like, I wish I could get names. Then every night, without fail, 4 days a year, from 10 to 12 on Blog Talk is Curious Times with Chris. And she provides a wonderful platform, a wonderful area where people can share spiritual energy, where people who are new to the field can sort of spread their wings and try a little bit in an atmosphere that is very supportive, loving, and helpful. She brings, you know, tons and tons of new people on all the time, and some of her old people, not old age-wise, but just more seasoned, I guess, are phenomenal as well. I do her show every Sunday night, and Jen Young does her show every Thursday night, and then Christina Nelson and Solana, Christina Nelson does it every Monday night. Christina Nelson and Solana have their own show called Paranormal Psychic Radio with Solana and Christina Nelson. And that's on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, I do believe. Then there's Byte Radio Me, and the host of that is Robert, and he also has wonderful people on to interview. His show is very, very educational, and I highly recommend that. And then, of course, there's Heavenly Whispers with our co-host, our guest today, Reverend Ann Rose. Her show is magical and wonderful. She also has the Psychic Chef on, which is, that's an experience. You should definitely check that one out. Then there is Supernatural Radio with Corinda Winter, and she is the lady who has the wonderful website, www.purpleplates.com, and those are the Tesla charged purple plates that help you to do all sorts of wonderful stuff. It's magical. Check out the website. It's absolutely fascinating, and you can't miss. It's amazing. So that said, now that I have hopefully gotten everything straight here, I want to also mention Deb Schiller is standing in for Jeannie, and she's doing a magnificently wonderful job. I so appreciate her taking the time, and of course, lately there are 4 radio shows a week, so she's absolutely hustling all over the place. At the same time, she's in school. At the same time, she's doing other shows with other people. So she is definitely absolutely Wonder Woman these days. So don't ask her too many questions. I don't want to break her. I kind of don't want to lose her. But if you do have any questions, Deb is the one to ask. She can give you where you are in the queue and how much longer it's going to take and stuff like that there. Okay, I want to bring Annie on now. Hi, Annie. How are you doing?
I am fabulous. Just
how are you?
Awesome.
That's so good.
Sitting here with
so
my frozen smoothie, just drinking it and feeling like, oh, this is the life. The end of the day. This is just the topper, you know.
Oh, wow. We had a really nice day here, too. Although, now, are you in Florida or are you back
home? I'm in Florida.
Okay. You know there is a tropical storm coming, right?
Yeah. I like storms.
Me too.
For some reason, I'm like really wired when there's a storm coming. You know, when I was in on the islands, I was just electric when the storms were coming. like King Kong when he was on top of the Empire State Building or Godzilla. You know, I wanted to be outside in it and watching it. You know, my mother was always grabbing me away from the windows. Get away from the windows. You're going to get electrocuted. And I could never understand that. Of course, I know now, but, you know,
yeah.
I always loved the storms.
Oh,
but yeah, I sense it coming. I definitely am a weather baby. I can sense the storms coming. But I really liked it. I like the excitement that it brings. You know, you can just feel the electricity in the air.
No, I absolutely love the storms, too. They are something that, first of all, I love hurricanes because even though I've lived by the water all my life, they've never been terrifying for me. And so, you know, with the wind and the rain and everything, and then, of course, because we were right by the water, the waves and, you know, and sometimes flooding. But I love hurricanes. The storms that I don't look forward to are the nor'easters that hit us at high tide. You know, those could be more devastating than a hurricane, actually, because for hurricanes to get to us here, or where I used to live anyhow, they had to go across Long Island and then Long Island Sound, so that they were really downplayed quite a bit by the time they got to where I was. But I can remember walking my dog and literally the dog, I flew my dog. If she hadn't been on a leash, I would have lost her. But it was really the coolest.
Wow.
He wasn't real thrilled, but and this was a 40-pound dog. So, yeah, I decided that maybe going, you know, in the backyard and sheltering her a little bit was probably smarter than trying to actually walk her. I wanted to ask you about the energy that's been going around lately. I would say that everybody that I read, everybody that I come into contact with is talking about the weirdness that is happening to people and how and it was really kind of interesting because someone mentioned it to me yesterday that people's facades were finally dropping and we were seeing them for who they really were. And I think she was relating to politics, but I think that it also goes to personal relationships for all of us as well. And it's really amazing how people who have hidden in plain view and sort of had masks on that were very, very good masks are losing their ability to hold that image. And we're beginning to see a lot of people for what they really are. And it's to me, and again, politics is where I'm really seeing it, but some people are mentioning that it's happening in their personal lives as well. And I was wondering if you were experiencing it too.
Well, personally, no. But I've had people that are a little surprised at some of the things that they've been experiencing. People aren't who they thought they were, but which is par for the course because, you know, a lot of people go through that. So that's not something that you can, everybody goes through that. But even family members, I find that people are starting to say this about. Now, that is surprising. And, I call it perpetrating a fraud. But, you know, I think that it's not so much that their masks are falling away. It is that you're now no longer blind to what really is going on. You're willing to accept what you're being shown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, before you were afraid or you didn't have the cojones to see, you know, what was being presented, and now you do, you know, because that fear is getting less and less and less. You're starting to stand up more for yourself, whereas before, their fear really kept us in darkness for a long time. And I think that that's no longer the case. So, you know, a lot of things are coming to light really have always been in the light. You just, you know, are starting to clean off the glasses that you, you know, kind of like were really dirty. And you're like, oh, wow, I can see, you know. Because you were the ones that allowed them to get kind of shifty, not the people around you, because they've always been shifty. You just kind of, you know, or just allowed them to be shifty, so to speak, or you allowed your head to be in the sand.
But I think that's really the case. I'm seeing people that you know, are finally claiming what is rightly there, standing up for themselves far more than they used to. And, you know, I'm really delighted to see it. It's so cool that, you know, some people that have been, you know, that really don't face issues and take a stand are doing so now. So I think there is some sort of major awakening that is happening here. And it's very exciting to watch people be able to stand up for themselves and you know, sort of say, you know, that old, you know, and I'm not going to take this anymore, you know, that I forget what, radio.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm not going to take it anymore. Yes.
Yeah.
No,
it's people that are they're no longer afraid. It's like that, you know, I have nothing to fear but fear itself. And if I have nothing to fear, then I can move forward. So if fear was the thing that was standing in my way and I've removed it, then, you know, there's a clear path. And I think that's what people let them, you know, stop them from doing so many different things, from blocking them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and so. It's really funny because one of the things that has made me nervous is computer technology. And, you know, sometimes I'm reluctant to sort of try to do something because, you know, I'm afraid I'll break it. And lately, within the last couple of weeks, I've looked at the damn computer and I said, all right, what's the worst that can happen? I'll have to have it fixed or, you know, or can I ruin what it is I'm working on? And the answer to that is no. So stop being afraid and learn how to do something. And it's really very empowering. So it's sort of like, okay, now what am I going to challenge next? And it's kind of exciting. Patrick had a whole bunch of material on giants on his website, and I have downloaded all of it. And I contacted a man that met us, excuse me, at the Megalithomania conference in 2011, because he said he had a whole bunch of material on giants that you know he wanted to share, and you know, because when Patrick passed away, I kind of, you know, stepped back from doing Secrets of the Stones and stuff like that. I kind of figured it was done. But then when I got into the giant stuff, I remembered that this man had mentioned that he had some material. And I just took a chance, and I emailed him, and, you know, it's been, that was 2011, so it's been 3 years. And he got back to me, and he said, I have a ton of material, and you're welcome to all of it. And he had written an amazing article on the stones that I've put up on the website on my website in the drop down menu. There's an article about searching for the stone, the makers of the mysterious stones in New England, and it was a wonderful article. I couldn't have written it better if I'd done it myself. So I set his article up, and he said that he had so much material he was going to have to put it on a thumb drive for me, but that he was going to share that with me. So,
oh, that's awesome.
He said it might take him a couple of weeks to put it all together, and he has a friend who has more. So I'm just, you know, I'm learning how to do sub pages and stuff like that on the website so I can put all of the material there so that, you know, Patrick's website is 10,000 pages. It's really hard to find stuff in it. And then the other part that I am going to put under my website and sort of move over and expand upon is the Bible and the paranormal, especially for people who are in this field, to sort of give them ammunition to shoot back at people who say, oh, that's not in the Bible, and it is in the Bible, and not only is the paranormal in the Bible, but it's stuff that Jesus and the disciples did, so quite clearly it's okay for us to do too. So, I wanted to put that material up there. And and after that next week, I don't know what I'll do, but it's kind of exciting. And the spiritual development circle is going well. I'm having an amazing time playing with that material too. Did you get the material I mailed out?
Mm-hmm. I was going to open it up. I said, but if I open it up and get into it, I will not remember that I have to do the show.
Well, I got carried away. So there's about 50 pages there.
See, it's a good thing I didn't open it up.
It's a very good thing. And one of the things that we're going to be going into are the spirit 62 pages of good reading. So
see.
So what? Well, I decided that you know, we really had to address what the universal laws and energies were that we were dealing with when on a spiritual pathway. And, you know, and as I remembered studying them in the spiritualist church, there were 10 or 12 of them. So I thought, well, this will be a nice, this will be a good thing to do for a week or two. And I got into looking for them, and I found, I think there are over 40 there. And the one really exciting thing, and I'm going to mispronounce the word, there is a Hermetic text that has seven laws. And these are the Hermetic texts that come from Egypt and are from Hermes. And Hermes, of course, was Thoth. And I thought, how weird that I'm running across emerald tablet stuff in doing the spiritual development circle. Is that not weird?
Of course. But it always does, that's how it always happens, though, because it has to bring it full circle.
Yeah, it was, you know, Deb was reminding me how synchronistic it was. Here I was, you know, and that's the other thing I really want to get into and get another link on the website for is the emerald tablet material and really get a hierarchy out, mapped out so that it's a little more understandable than the way it's written. So that's another thing I'm going to play with. So I'm very excited. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on here, and it's sort of like, okay, so where do we go next now? I figure that material is going to take us a couple weeks. So I have a little bit of time to figure out exactly where we're going from here. So
it's
what are you
be
up
fun.
To? Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, you know, after being gone for a little while, it took me about 2 weeks to get my house finally back in order. And just playing with my granddaughter, you know, she's just so much fun, and dealing with her first birthday and doing everything with her and spending time with her, and she's just a love. And just trying to get back to doing the shows and really trying to get meditation together. And, you know, I talked to you about doing some cards. And I actually want to get a book together and put another book out. And because I've gone to so many different places, and I have a very vast imagination, and I do a lot of guidance on how to do things, and I think that would benefit a lot of people, because I'm very simple and to the point, and I think that could benefit people. And I don't want to make it so, I don't try to do things to make it expensive, but I want people to be able to you know, afford it, that it's, you know, something that's attainable for them to have access to, and that they can use and then turn around and maybe pass it forward, you know, play it forward with someone else and share it, or maybe add to it. And that's what I want to do. So that's what
I'm
trying to get together now.
That you're back to doing your shows, and your shows with Chef Pete were so, I love him. He is just the coolest person ever.
I know. He's so much fun. I just got to figure out how to get him a better connection.
Ah, is it his headset, or is it his, you know, is it Skyping?
I think it's just his connection, his, you know, just because he's so far away. It just stinks. Because, you know, the weather, you know, they have so many storms and things. And I think that's pretty much it. He's got, you know, great headset, great computer. It just works out that way. He's just always had a crappy connection. And sometimes he's crystal clear, and other times he's like, he sounds like he's down under 100 gallons of water.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, you mentioned also putting meditations up, which I think is a great idea. I know that Nick Fox did a couple that were just beautiful, and Lizzie did a couple that were beautiful. So, and you know, it's really nice to sort of have those in MP3 form, so that if you're on a train or if you're in a car, not driving, but in a car, and you just want to zone out, you can do that. And sometimes, especially if you're not, if you're in those kind of situations, it's really nice to have a voice you can follow. It helps you to shut everything else out. And the places that I actually find those meditations absolutely phenomenal are when I fly, because I really don't like flying. So anything I can do that will keep my mind off the fact that I'm thousands of feet in the air in this great big heavy thing, and the only thing keeping me up is hot air, it scares me. It's not natural. So having, I've had some, lead meditations that I've had on my Kindle, and I put those on and I listen to those, and it's really, it passes the time fast. It kind of puts me into a greater relaxed state, and it helps me to make sure that, you know, the plane doesn't crash, because, of course, the only thing keeping it in the air are, you know, spirits and stuff like that. And, you know, if I don't help them, then something is going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm one of those that wherever I go, I'm definitely an advocate of trying to bring in every flotation device I can conjure up in my mind to wrap around any kind of vehicle that I'm not in control of driving,
uh-huh.
you know, and wrap it around it to get us there safely.
Well, I just went the last time I talked to you, you were talking about how when you were driving at night, you had a flashlight that you were shining out the window, and I had this cartoony vision of you hanging out the window of the truck looking for, you know, wildlife as you went through the desert and everything, and it's pitch black dark out there, so.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely, and some of those stretches of you know, between gas stations are fairly long.
Oh, yeah. Very, very.
But, you know,
it's scary. It's scary sometimes, you know, and I have a very large man with me, so I don't advocate that people go out there and do this on their own. I mean, my husband's this 250-pound, 6-foot guy who looks like he's a UFC fighter, so you know you need not worry about me. But I have my little Chihuahua who's like this, thinks he's a pit bull. But you know, you have to think that, you know, it's a dangerous place. It's not so much the people that I'm worried about. It's the animals, because I'm invading their space.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just trying to protect their own, the young that they're trying to raise and their territory. So.
Wow. Well, we have a few people in line here. So, actually, one person is here twice, so she's really desperate for a reading.
That's different.
it's two different area codes. I don't know if it's the same person or if it's two people with the exact same name, or but Deb has screened them both, or her twice. I'm not sure which. I do want to let people know that we have a new different / it's two different people, son of a gun. I do want people to know that we have a new protocol here, and that you're not allowed to ask questions, but we will read you, and we will give you what Spirit gives us. And so, if you are looking for a specific question to be answered and you don't want to roll the dice and see if we're going to answer it anyhow by what we say, there are lots and lots of really good shows out there, and I really suggest you sort of hang up and you go to one of those shows, because we won't be answering, questions from you. We're going to give you the information that Spirit gives us. We're going to let you say hi, how are you, and stuff like that, but no questions. And the reason for this, well, it's two reasons. One is that very often we get a question in our head and we just can't let go of it, but the reality is it isn't really that question that's our problem or our issue. It's something of a spiritual nature that underlies it. And if you keep, you know, picking at just the question, you never address the issue that is causing it. And so it's really important that you let Annie and I give you what Spirit gives us, because that's what's most important for you to hear. But again, if you have an amazing desire that you just want the question answered with a yes or a no or a maybe, then you need to go somewhere else, because we're not going to be doing that today. So, that said, let me see. Sherelle? Hi, Sherelle. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
So,
thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Trust me.
Okay, so, I feel like we're eating you for dinner.
Oh, yes. Come on. Come eat me. I'm ready. Y'all need a lunch.
I'm pretty sure that Ann and I eat different. I love very rare, and I don't know about Ann. But
yeah, I don't eat meat.
Well, you can have me there. That could be our lunch this evening.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting for you is really kind of interesting, because it does feel as though when I said rare, it was I heard in spirit saying, yes, she is rare. She is very unusual. She is very different. She is very unique. And what I want to say to you is that spirit is really very supportive of the changes that you're making, because you are moving into new directions and you're allowing yourself to grow, to stretch, to become more of the person that you're meant to be. It feels as though over the last couple of months you've been kind of tying things up, letting things go, moving on into new aspects and areas of life. It's almost as though you are just sort of saying, I'm done with all of this trivial stuff. I really want to get into the serious stuff that's inside of me and that's going on in my life. And I want to understand, you know, my journey that I'm on here. I do feel strongly that you have... you're done playing, and you have a number of people around you that really were just playing, and it doesn't fit you now. So it feels as though your friends and the people around you are shifting and changing because you're growing up. Now, you're not growing all the way up, because having a child within us is a very important aspect of life. But what you've got going on here is that there is a greater understanding of joy on a different new level, and you're beginning to experience how to really reach inside yourself, how to use the talent and the power and the gifts that you carry within yourself. I feel strongly that you are beginning to look into the passions you brought into this lifetime. You're beginning to incorporate more creative things into your life. And in so doing, you are finding a greater richness to everything around you and within you. This is your season. And between now and fall, this is when your spirit really, really celebrates and is joyful. You are a warm weather person in spirit. I don't know about physical, but I know in spirit you revel in the warm weather. You really love it. And in past lifetimes, you've always sort of been drawn to and migrated to areas that had a great deal of warmth. And you've always also gravitated to area that was around water. So the water and warmth are two things that you gravitate towards. And that's where your spirit just absolutely, you know, digs its toes in and says, this is home. I don't ever want to go anywhere else. And I do feel that there are moves that are coming up here. You are moving into new areas, and you're going to find yourself gravitating more towards the south slowly over the next couple of decades. I feel that you have a lot of talents and gifts that you haven't started to use yet. I feel that in the next year or so, you're going to find that there are ways for you to manifest these talents and gifts. You have a great voice, and I'm not saying that you should be, you know, recording stuff, but I am saying the element of singing is important to you, and it doesn't matter whether you do it well or not. It's the fact of the matter is it gives you great joy, and so I would love you to find places where you can sing. In past lives, you've had professions where you actually were a professional singer, not this lifetime, but in past lifetimes. And if I go back 400 years, you were someone who sang professionally, and it was your bread and butter. You entertained with singing, not only in Europe, but in Rome. And in Rome, you gravitated to Rome, and that's where you stayed. And what was amazing, though you were not in a religious, you weren't in a religious order of any sort, you did sing in the Vatican, and you did sing with the papal choir, and your voice was just magnificent. And you really found home there around the music, and the music not only protected you from having to go out and mix and mingle with the common folk, but it protected you and your voice so that singing for you was an absolutely spiritual process, and it felt as though it was very exciting for you. You get that same feeling today with music, and especially when you're singing, and it feels as though at some point in time you did sing in a choir and you really enjoyed it. And if you're not doing that now, I'd strongly recommend that you do so. So, Annie, what are you getting?
Wow.
Well, I get whoa, stop the car. and there's a gentleman here, and it's interesting because he kind of looks like Chris Brown, but he's really from way back when. and his personality is the fun part of Chris Brown. If you remember Chris Brown back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very lively like him. And he smiles like him. And now he's got his arms folded across his chest, and he's like, okay, you go now. What he has to say, or what he's asking me to tell you, is that you're a natural mediator.
What is
and
that?
A mediator is someone who, when people are arguing, you mm-hmm. kind of get in between them and you say, look, you're good at this and you're good at this. Can't we all just get along?
Oh, yeah, I am that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. And you encourage people, the best out of people, and you get to mm-hmm. see the best in people. And you bring that out in them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Using the strength that you have within you and the compassion that you feel and the empathy for people, you're using that now in this situation that has just recently happened. I don't know if it's happened in the last month or the last couple of months, but it feels kind of new because he's wiggling his fingers like he's
cool.
giving me time frame. I don't. This gentleman, I don't get names. I'm terrible at names.
Is it someone that's there or someone that's around me?
Well, this is a gentleman that has to be related to you because he came in with you.
Oh, I don't know who could that be.
But he's from, I would say, like the 1920s era.
Okay, I definitely don't know.
Okay. But he has to be some type of, you know, family member or guide or something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
wow.
Yeah, he's. I think he's probably looked out for you for I don't know how long.
Hey.
Granddaughter's going off. He is saying right now, requires a lot of patience and perseverance on your part and courage. He also is saying that your heritage is from the island. Like, I want to say, like you're an islander. Like Barbados, Bahamas.
Ooh.
Or something like that, because he's showing me sand.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's where your family's from.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, if you look into that, and then you can get back to me and let me know. You have a very non-judgmental attitude. But he said you will, you know, I 100% agree with Barbara, that you are definitely warm weather. You know, that is your best suit, to be in the warm weather by the water. That's where you prosper, grow, expand, do your best, and are your happiest. There's a divine plan for you, absolutely. You have to have faith in yourself. And don't allow those around you to deter you from what you need to do. Accept the responsibility that's coming your way. All right? Draw upon your inner strength. I want to say that it's going to be a new job.
Oh, God, that's what I've been wanting for the longest. A new job, an apartment, a car, all that stuff above.
Okay, but these are things that you have to make happen. They're not being given to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nothing is given to you. Everything is worked for. You
that's
know?
Right. That's, you're right. And I've been manifesting that also. And
that
that's was so
right.
good. A good reading. Y'all was very detailed right on time. Especially when you tell me about basically my gift, but how I say stuff and to touch people is like more like a healing words, healing voice. You know, yeah. That was right on time. I wrote everything down that your lady said. Ooh,
okay,
that was deep. Well, never had a reading that was deep like that.
You're
welcome. And thank you, ladies. I don't want to hold up your line. I really appreciate
okay.
the insight. And I wrote everything down.
Okay.
Y'all ladies,
well,
take care.
Always,
God bless. I'm sorry?
You too. There's always archives. You can always go back and download the archive and listen to it again.
Okay. I sure will.
Okie doke.
Thank you,
bye-bye
ladies.
Now.
God bless and God keep you. Y'all have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know why it came up in my head. I sort of know why. I know that you and Deb just had the DNA, your DNA stuff done.
Uh-huh.
And Ginny and I have both also just done it because, you know, we're so overwhelmed by the great stuff you guys got. But is there correlation not only between the genetic journey of your body, but the spiritual journey of your soul?
Absolutely. And that's why when I had the conversation with you and I had made point of saying that before, when I had accessed past lives, and anybody who's ever done past lives on me or has listened to me talk about it, even before I had my DNA done, and the different places that I had, you know, traveled to or talked about,
mm-hmm.
in my family history, I can actually pinpoint where my ancestry came from through my past life journeys that I had made.
Wow. It just seems,
and you know,
and you know,
and me and you had talked about that, about
yeah.
is your, because you and Patrick had this conversation, is it reincarnation
mm-hmm.
or
genetic
is
memory.
It What was the other word you used?
Genetic memory.
That's right.
Genetic memory. Yeah, I you know, because it was interesting because both of you got surprises, and
mm-hmm.
and it you know, which drove me to say, okay, come on, because I happen to know that I'm about as boring as they come as far as, you know, my background and history goes, but. I'm kind
well,
of hoping.
Well, I could see so much in you. I should write down my list from where you're from before you get yours, and just kind of like slip it under the door before you get yours, and see if I'm right.
I would love
you should
that
put our
because.
Face in.
I mean, I to tell you the truth, my background is awfully boring, and you know, both of you got absolutely wonderful surprises, and. You know, so I am definitely curious, but, you know, not anticipating, you know, anything unique and wonderful, but it was funny because with Deb we were looking for a Native American connection, and she's so European. She's 98% European. There's and the rest of it's Scandinavian and maybe a little African, but that was it, a 99% European. So sorry. And I love it. No wonder she can't tan. So, and you had some surprises as well. So it's, and those surprises, you know, probably go back thousands of years, but it really is, I'm curious. Now I'm absolutely curious, you know, who knows, there could have been somebody hiding in the woodpile someplace or something. And I would say of the three of us, of the four of us with Jeannie included, I'm the one that's boring. And you watch, there will be a shock there of some sort, which, you know, I'm totally looking forward to. Or the fact that I am as boring as I think I am. One or the other. So yeah, I would love to see. I would love to see what you think I come from.
Yeah, I'm gonna make my little list out, and I will send it to you.
Oh, see now Glennis thinks I'm a red Indian. Okay, I would love that. I would love to have Native American, you know, blood in me someplace. Okay, we got to get going though, because we do have a few more callers here. We have Sherry here. Okay. Hi, Sherry. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Sure can.
Oh, good.
But that's
okay.
Okay. You're not allowed to talk anyhow, so it doesn't matter if we
can. Okay.
As long as you can listen okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
And if
that's
you can't,
the
there's
important
always archives.
Thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm feeling here is a lot of the elemental energy. You have elemental energy around you all over the place. And wind chimes. I'm hearing wind chimes going, and you know, I do have some in my garden, but not like this. These are almost like huge bells. These are you know what they are? They're the Tibetan ones. They're the great big, you know, they have those great big tubular things that they hit with great big trees gong and it resonates, you know, throughout the mountains. I'm hearing those for you, and it does feel as though you definitely have a Tibetan connection here. You definitely have a period of time, a number of lifetimes actually, where you spent in reflection, where you spent in monasteries. And it's kind of interesting. Your spirit, your soul has kind of hopscotched through all sorts of different religious organizations through time, whether it's monasteries, Tibetan type, or whether it is Chinese stuff, or whether it is you know, Catholicism or something similar, and then it goes back to Druids, and it goes back beyond that, and I can take it all the way back, you know, thousands of years with Greece and Rome, always in an aspect of a religious order, always serving some deity with conviction and you know, sincerity and truly being someone who was dedicated to serving that deity in the best way you could. Now, I'm not seeing, you know, what I'm not seeing is anything from the South American area, so I'm not seeing blood sacrifices and stuff like that. I'm seeing study. I'm seeing understanding of philosophy. I'm seeing, and this is a cool thing, I'm seeing the stars. I'm seeing you really watching the stars and understanding their movement and not necessarily knowing the names of planets, but understanding that there was a motion, there was a rotation, there was something going on with the stars. I would say that this lifetime, if you were interested in astrology, that you'd probably pick it up like crazy, because you have studied the stars, not in that aspect, but you have been one who watched the stars and their movement. You've always had an idea and an understanding at how we really are affected by the environment to a greater degree than most people understand, how we are connected to the magnetism of the earth, and we are influenced by the magnetism of the planets and other things as they go around us. There's a lot of magnetism within you and about you, and I would say that you know, you kill batteries real fast, that anything that has an electrical charge to it probably doesn't last too long around you, and that probably computers decide to work, you know, go crazy with your energy sometimes, especially if you're into something that you're so intense about. There's a great intensity about you, and you know that there's a calling this lifetime. You know that your spirit is here for a reason, and I would totally agree. But I think that the thing that Spirit is wanting me to say to you is please lighten up. You're so serious that you're becoming so ritualistic about a lot of stuff that the joy and the laughter and the enlightenment that is here for you is not able to get through because you're serious. You're so serious. It's really cool. But lighten up. I am, again, that element of philosopher. And when I you know, I keep hearing philosopher stone, philosopher stone, philosopher stone, which takes you back to the Hermetic stuff, and the element of understanding all of the stuff that went on during that time frame, and certainly that time of enlightenment during the Middle Ages. It's really important that you you do the study that you're drawn towards, because you have a need to understand things. You have a need to put things in proper perspective within you. You worked at the library at Alexandria before it was burned. You were one of the custodians there. So collecting wisdom, protecting wisdom is something that is very, very much a part of your life, so that it's really important for you to preserve stuff. And it feels as though books really have a draw for you. It's almost like it feels like you've mugged a library. There are so many books around you. So I don't know if that's the case or if you've gone over to the electronic stuff, but books are something that you just love. And I'm feeling that you are coming to a time frame here where I think you're going to understand your direction a lot more in the next year to year and a half. I feel that you're going to find directions where you can actually manifest your energy in a more beneficial way to not only you but to humanity as well. You're doing a magnificent job. You are very special. You are very intense. You are very dedicated to the spirit and the journey within you of that spirit. And you're very aware that you are the spirit. You are not the personality necessarily that now is attached to the human body that you're traveling in. You really have a greater understanding of the makeup of the universe than a lot of the people around you. And you also understand the eternal aspect of your spirit, that your spirit does move lifetime to lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. There is a fascination for past lives here, and it does feel as though you would just love to dip into your past lives and pull all the wisdom from them that you could. On top of all of the different religious orders that you've been a member of, you were also a member of a group that was more philosophically oriented, and this goes back to probably the 1600s, where you were trying to understand the meaning of life, and you were trying to understand, you know, just what it was that guided us all, the universality of humanity and stuff like that. You were a deep, deep thinker, and you were during that lifetime, you were a female among a group of men, and they all highly respected you for the intelligence that you brought to the conversation and the added insight that you were able to share. So this lifetime, that element of philosopher is here, and I would say that it's really important for you to understand that what you have to share is profound. And no matter how you share it, whether it's in conversation with one or two people, whether it's in a discussion group of some sort, or whether you want to write a book and publish it, whichever way you choose to share your wisdom, please do it, because it's very important. And what you have to share can change humanity. Annie, what are you getting?
I see this beautiful, beautiful deer. And yes, the elementals are all around you. But when I look at you, I'm tired. I'm really, really tired. And what I'm being told is that you need a lot of rest. Your relationships are not balanced at all. And that's all your relationships. You have that natural ability to give without any expectations. Which is wonderful, but you deplete yourself completely. And you have this amazing, gentle nature, and people tend to take advantage of that. And they kind of use you as a doormat. And you have to learn how to say no. And you have to learn how to put up personal boundaries. If you forgive others too easily, you set yourself up for being hurt. So people will respect and admire you more if you're straightforward about what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I just want to hug you, because you just have such beautiful energy. And I feel like I know you, because I know your energy. but, and I want to kick the crap out of the people that treat you like crap, but you have to do that for yourself.
Right. I allow it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I know. And, you know, you will grow past this because you're turning from a deer into that big, beautiful white deer, the one that has, that stands at the gate in the forest that leads you to the other side,
mm-hmm.
with the horns. I don't know what they call it, but it's like it leads you to the gateway, like to the other side, you know, like the mystical place. So the stag. So you are there, but you just have to get that backbone up. You know, you have to let that wolf out sometimes, because that wolf is in there. And, you know, you just can't let people take advantage of you. And it's like you know it, but you're like, that's okay. It's not, because that makes it worse. So what spirit wants to say to you is to love yourself enough to develop special relationships with people who reciprocate that love.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, I agree. This was wonderful. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Sometimes it's good to be quiet. Wonderful things come from being quiet.
I try to tell it to my kids, but they don't listen.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that by not giving us any restrictions, we're able to give so much more. And that you know, and I know there are shows where people, you know, can ask those questions and can get a yes or no, but at the same time, they don't get the spiritual stuff that's right there to give too. So it's really kind of a cool thing to do a show where you know, you can't talk, you know, just sit back and listen, and hopefully it will resonate with you tremendously. We've got Eric here. Hi, Eric. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the new way you're doing your reading today. More along the let it rip type thing, right?
Yeah, that's what I think Chris said. Basically, you know, you're getting a let it rip, but it's I think it's even more than that, because even the let it rip, I throw the cards out. So this no cards involved here. So glad you called. I want to hop in because I keep seeing all sorts of animals around you. I see a timber wolf for sure. I see also I see a timber wolf. I see an eagle, and I see timber wolf, an eagle, and a bear. I see all three of those animals. They seem to be around you of late. And it does feel as though you're going through a period of time where there is a need for power, a need for strength, a need for the ability to go against the flow, even though by going against the flow of the people around you, you are going with the flow that is within you. So that it's one of those times where you have to have the courage to be yourself and not take the advice of other people who probably love you very much and are trying to guide you, but they don't have the faintest idea where your spirit is supposed to be going. And you finally have sort of tuned into the understanding that you're not always going to go where the normal flow or the expected is. You are often going to have to go into directions and into aspects of life that are unique unto you. And so I keep seeing forests. There are tons and tons of forests here. I'm seeing, and I'm not sure where you're from, don't tell me, but I'm seeing big forests like up in Alaska and in northern Canada. I'm seeing forests. I'm seeing northern forests. I'm not seeing jungles. I'm seeing forests. I'm seeing forests in, like in Bavaria and Switzerland and Germany. I'm seeing beautiful German forests. You've been one who has been one with the woods often, and it feels like you've always sort of gravitated, spiritually speaking, towards large places where there were lots and lots of trees. There was something about the trees. Of course, the logic is you've had a lifetime as a druid, or something very similar to a druid. But I want to go back even further because your energy really does go back very, very far. But again, always among, and I'm seeing pine trees more than leafy trees. So that there is a majestic quality to your connection to the trees. Not only have you protected them from several lifetimes to lifetimes, but you've always had a form of communication and understanding with them. You, in some ways, your spirit has been very, very connected to the trees and the growth of the trees and how it's layer after layer after layer, as your spirit is lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So as the trees have rings, you come back lifetime after lifetime adding a facet, adding another ring of knowledge, adding another ring of wisdom, so that there is a real resonance and a connection here. I feel strong. I keep smelling white sage, so that that's important to you too, and it feels as though it's really important that you utilize white sage on a fairly regular basis. Not that I don't feel that you're attracting negative energy. I just feel that what you're doing is you're getting rid of energy that you no longer need, and the white sage will help to get rid of that kind of toxicity that you're carrying. And it's your own stuff you're getting rid of. It's not that there are energies around you or attacking you or anything like that. You have a bubble of light around you, and I see it as a bubble of light. But I'm being told that in reality, it is an inner fire that burns from you that absolutely does not allow anything of a negative nature to come near you. It burns it off before it gets to you. And, I'm being told that my – that's not nice. I'm being told that my bubble of life is light is for Disney, and the reality is that you are a fire that is burning brightly and, I like my bubble, but well, anyhow. The spirit thinks my bubble is Disney and that your fire is more appropriate for you, and probably for a man it actually is. I'm seeing that there is a deep inner burning inside of you to create, to share, but the element of creativity and creation is just absolutely bubbling up inside of you. There's a part of you that is trying to micromanage it. There's a part of you that's trying to sort of put it into an order, a shape that is more adaptable to a reality, and in a way that's good, and in a way it's not good, because it means that your creativity is in many places and ways held back. I feel that you need to be. Wow, have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
Yes, I went there 2 years ago.
Okay, the Grand Canyon has. This is kind of cool. The Grand Canyon has a lot of caves there that they don't let anybody go into. And I do feel that your soul, your spirit, had a lifetime that ended in one of those caves with a lot of other people. And I feel that this is an Egyptian lifetime. So I do feel that there is that cave there that has a lot of Egyptian artifacts in it. And you were one of the people. And I think that during the lifetime that you were that particular lifetime, you were one of those that had, you were a warrior, but you were a warrior priest, so that you had the element of being strong and protective, but wise and just, so that for some reason, as an Egyptian, you died in the Grand Canyon. So I would think that if you go there, if you spend time there, you'll feel as though there is a connection there and you won't be able to put a finger on it. Reality is that your spirit did spend a great deal of time there for a while. There's also thunder. I see thunder around you. It's almost as though you are eliciting thunder. No lightning, but thunder. There's a rumbling inside of you, and it's not that you're hungry. It's that there is our thoughts that are rumbling around inside of you, and you have a deep resonance as far as your aura is huge. And I don't know how tall you are or how big you are, but your aura is like 5 times bigger than you are. So there's the element of great power and great strength and great energy that you walk around with, and oftentimes it feels as though you're not sure exactly if you're a bull in a china shop or what, but you know that there's the power there. You're looking for ways to share it, to take control of it. If you don't now do something like Tai Chi, I would recommend that you do. Tai Chi for you, it's a moving meditation, and it would help you to sort of get your handle on some of that power, some of that energy, and it will be able to direct you. You have a consciousness that is unbelievable, and if you listen to it, it will guide you far better than the conscious mind that is trying to organize things. I think you need to listen to your inner self a little bit more and tell your consciousness and ego to take a break for a while so that you can actually get yourself in a better harmonious balance. Annie, what are you getting?
I'd like him to stand up and turn around so I could kick him.
Okay.
you need to stop.
I'm standing up.
You need to stop self-sabotaging yourself, because that all it does is feeds your insecurities. You are extremely psychic. If, you know, saying that you're intuitive is better for you, then we'll say that. And you know this. This is like something that's handed down through generations. So it's not like, you know, boom, you're the only one that's psychic in your family. You know, other people are very intuitive in your family. I don't know if there's Native American in your family, but I feel like there's something of that bloodline. Barbara was getting the other animals. The animal that I got was the mountain lion. And only because I feel that you are super sensitive and you have cat-like reflexes and very good balance. You pick up things from the wind, sounds, smells. That's how your abilities work. I don't know. This is the information I'm getting, so I can only pass it along to you. I'm not trying to pretend to be able to. I'll probably break it down later on so I can better understand it. But I'm just throwing it at you now, so kind of write it down and or maybe listen to it in archives. To dissect it a little bit better later on. What you need to do is to really step in your power, because it's time. You're ready, willing, and able. You need to really start to do what you're meant to do, and that's step into this leadership position. And whether it is in this 3D plane life or into the spiritual life, whichever is going on in your life right now, it might be one and the same. It might be a little bit of both. But you need to do this. The visions are coming through strongly in your dreams. Start journaling them if you haven't started already. Take your place. It's only going to grow stronger and stronger, and you can only deny it for a long time. I don't say this to a lot of people, but this is like really important, because you've got a lot of stuff to do, and time is of the essence. Does this make any sense to you?
I mean, a lot of it does. I have sensed that I have a lot of spiritual gifts and a lot of things from my past lives that I don't quite have a understanding about them. About all of the animal references before, you know, I've been noticing a lot of things with animals, particularly with birds. Like, I see birds flying around me in ways that I don't think are coincidence a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of needing to step up, I mean, I'm kind of on a precipice in my life now because I'm, like, shifting out of a job that I've been in for almost 11 years and trying to find a new direction. About the self-sabotaging, if there's anything you pick up further on that, I'd appreciate anything else.
I think it's more that you are, as far as I'm going to just sit here and be unnoticed instead of trying to step into your where you need to be to grow, expand, learn. So if I just keep living this mundane life, I guess that's how you would say it, that all will be well. But you can't keep doing that when things around you keep changing and you keep, you know, people keep changing around you. It's like everything keeps changing around you, but you're remaining the same. And then you start noticing that you can't deal with what's going on with you. So you have to begin to move.
Okay. I mean, I think I've been going through a lot of changes in the last few years, but I probably could have done it better.
Compassion is what they're saying, too. You have a big heart, but I mean, I'd hate to call you a butthead, but you can be sometimes. I could use a stronger word, but you're a nice guy. I mean, I offered to kick you already. I guess I shouldn't. You know, but I think within the next 6 months, you're really going to see a big change in how you start to move, grow, and relationship things will begin to change as well. And I mean all relationships. And in the way that you perceive and interact with everything. Animals, people, friends, jobs, environments.
You mentioned that you felt I was extremely psychic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are times when I feel like I have an intuition about a situation, but I don't really know if I would consider it psychic on the level that I've most psychics demonstrate what they do.
Okay.
Maybe
and
that's something.
Why is that?
I mean, I usually whatever intuition I do get, it's usually something I don't have much control over. And
Why is that? If there's an earthquake coming, right, and you feel it coming because you just have that feeling. So say we were friends and you call me up and you say, Ann, I feel like there's going to be an earthquake. It's going to happen at such and such time, such and such date, from such and such town. And I'm like, okay, thanks. I'm going to pass it on. And it happens. You've already said it. So now you've gotten it off your chest. That doesn't make you good, bad, or indifferent. but that gets it off of your chest. But if you didn't say anything, do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I can't say that I've ever felt anything to the degree of predicting an earthquake. The biggest thing
I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah. Was that, like, my last relationship that I had with someone from a few years ago, I kind of knew it was ending before it ended. Not because things were, like, in a terrible state. I just had this feeling like I knew it wasn't going to last. That kind of thing.
Right.
People
need to grow, and that relationship is not growing.
Right. That was just one example. But I don't know. I don't always feel like I have a clear feeling about what I feel. Sometimes I do, and sometimes maybe there's something that I'm letting get in the way.
Well, when I feel something and I'm not sure about it, and I think that ego may be standing in the way, I notice that I ask myself, do I think this is going to happen, or do I feel this is going to happen? When I think this is going to happen, 9 times out of 10, that means ego is directing it. When I feel this is going to happen, that's usually my higher self directing it, giving me the guidance. Barbara, do you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely. You have to go by how you feel, not what you think. And because we're in such an intellectually oriented society, thinking is something that keeps popping up, and it's very hard to sort it out and say, okay, but what do I feel? And I feel that you are truly more attuned to your environment and to the people around you than you think you are. So I would trust it. I would flow with it, and I would journal it down. I would certainly acknowledge it and sort of confirm that you are getting these impressions, and you'll find that they become more and more frequent and more accurate the more you actually are journaling them down and saying, I got that. I felt that. I know that. And at times you're going to also do things that you absolutely, not only do you feel you shouldn't do, but you know you shouldn't do, and you do them anyhow. And, you know, then you can say, man, I knew that before I even stepped into it. So I feel that you've got the intuition there. I just don't feel that you are giving it credit or letting it to manifest and grow. But that will come with time. And it's not something that you can intellectually do. You have to allow it to happen.
One of the things I would like you to do as just to advance yourself and to help you grow, you said that there's a lot of birds around you. One of the things I like to do, because I have a lot of animals around me as well, is that I utilize them. I try to place myself in the animal. Like when there's a bird flying in the sky, I try to bring myself up to that bird so that I can see through their eyes where they're at.
I don't share that with a lot of people. Wow.
Right.
That's something, I'd like to do. In the context of where I'm seeing the birds most, it's like I'm driving. I'm driving to work or I'm driving home. Right.
No.
Unless you're a passenger.
I'm driving to work and like in my 15-minute drive to work, I'll have birds that fly across my immediate path like 15 times sometimes, you know, in 15 minutes in a certain way.
So
that I don't think
it's... Look those birds up. Look those birds up because they're definitely trying to give you a message. It might be for that week. That might be your totem for the week or for the month. They might be trying to get that message across to you.
Yeah, Eric, we got to move on here, but
thank you so much for all the time and the insight.
Oh, well, thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much for calling. Take care now.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. We could talk to him for the whole hour.
I know.
He's a neat guy. He really is a neat guy. Okay, we've got Glennis here. Hello, Glennis. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Barbara, this morning on this cool winter's day. I'm really well, thank you.
Great morning over there, huh?
Yes, it is. It's 11:25 a.m. Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
It's your tomorrow day. So you
yeah.
know there
right.
is a tomorrow.
I was so worried. Annie, you want to go first and then I'll pick up after you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, as you know, I want to say that there is a lot of teaching that's coming up your way. And I want to bring to light that there's going to actually see the stage being set for speaking engagements, and the person that you're going to be working with has wolf energy, black wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's a male. And this is going to go on probably for about 7 weeks,
yeah.
is what I'm getting. Okay. Yeah. And not only will you be teaching, but you're going to be learning in the process as well. And it's going to be a lot of responsibility for you. And from this, you're probably going to bring on two other people underneath you. And I think you're going to open a small shop. But I want to say that it's not going to be something that is just strictly metaphysical. I think it's going to be more kind of like a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah.
You know, creative things, books, maybe like a coffee shop as well. And it's going to do really, really well. Really well. Your process right now, I'd say for the next 2 years, is not only teaching for yourself on a grander scale and speaking engagements, but a partnership with this other person and then schooling for you and then opening up this business.
Sounds wonderful.
Is that making sense?
Yeah, it sounds wonderful, Anne. It does make sense, yeah.
And I want to say within the next 2 years, it might be a little bit longer. Not that great at times. Barbara?
Oh, okay. I'm feeling happy feet here. It feels as though your feet are itchy. And I don't think you have, you know, athlete's foot or anything like that. It just feels like you really are are feeling the need for feeling motion, for dancing. And I'm picking up tons of past lifetimes here where you have been a dancer, where your feet have absolutely, you've danced yourself through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. There was one as a ballerina back about 300 years ago, and you were amazing. You were just phenomenal. If I go back even further, I find you, you know, dancing around campfires and stuff like that. If I go back even further, I find you, you know, it's funny. I find you in a Jewish community, and you're in the community that you're in, and I'm back many hundred years ago, so that men and women really didn't mingle together that much, that men danced with men and women danced with women. I'm not even sure that you were in the same rooms. But you just, your feet kept tapping, and you had the kind of energy that there was always music in your head, no matter how somber the situation, and it was like you had a whole other world, and there was a rhythm that you got from the music that was playing in your head, and you didn't even need an MP3 player or anything, that your head was full of music and rhythm. And it just made your heart sing, and your feet had to move, and your feet had to dance. There is that same inner restlessness in you now, that you constantly sort of want to get up and move, get up and make things happen, get up and right at the moment it feels like you're not able to move as rapidly as you would like to. You're not able to actually get the motion going that you would like to have going, so there's a bit of frustration here. I would say get out and dance. I would say find, and I don't care whether it's folk dancing or ballroom dancing or line dancing or Irish clogging. I don't care what you do. I just think dancing, and it feels here as though it will help to disperse some of that energy that's building up inside of you, because you really truly feel like you're about to explode. There is a sense here of you're sort of waiting, and you're being as patient as you are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually capable of. And it's almost like the universe is just waiting to see how long can you hold it? How long can you wait? How long will you be patient and spiritual and whatever? And you know, I think that sooner or later you're going to lose patience with the universe and just say, oh, bloody hell, get on with it. And then actually that's exactly what will happen. Amazing insight and energy going on here, and I really want to talk about writing, because you have written in many past lifetimes, and you have that talent, that skill, that gift this lifetime. And I think I've spoken to you before about writing. I think I've spoken to you about how you have a lot of stuff in you that you should be writing, and of course, even after I've said it to you a number of times, you still aren't writing. So, you know, it's kind of like
I am writing, I'm just not published.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay. But it feels like there's more here. There's so much more, and I just want to tell you to ramp it up. There is humor and joy and amusement that is connected to the writing that I'm seeing this time, and it feels as though no matter how deep the subject is, there has to be humor in it. You have to be able to laugh. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. And you have to be able to laugh at the situations you put yourself in, because you really put yourself in weird stuff here. You really, really, you don't play around. You really create challenges that are quite profound. And you're always very capable of getting out of the messes you put yourself in. I'm seeing gardens here too. It does feel as though gardens are something that calm you. And I don't know if you have a garden, but I do know that in past lifetimes you've created gardens. You've been one who tended the flowers. You've been one that had the little people there with you. And this lifetime being in a garden would be very beneficial to you. And if you don't happen to have a garden, find a greenhouse. But just go in and smell. It's wintertime. Go in and smell the wet earth.
I do have a garden.
Oh, okay.
I do have a garden, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's winter there, so is anything growing?
Yeah, yeah. My winter's not like yours. I'm not in the ice age.
Oh, okay. No, we actually are, to tell you the truth.
The tundra.
So I would definitely get out. The other thing too is getting yourself better grounded with walking barefoot on the ground. And I understand it's probably a little cool, but getting your feet planted back on the earth for a short period of time here and there will ground you, will help to dissipate some of that energy that's building up inside of you, and will absolutely help you to sort of come to a better balance within yourself. Okay?
Wonderful. I do that. Walk barefoot when I'm playing ball with the dogs.
Ah, okay.
And the humor in the writing and the seriousness and the humor, which is balanced, for me doing a lot of poetry and putting it on Facebook.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. Fabulous. So both lots of writing. So you're spot on. Thank you so much, Barbara and Anne. Have a lovely night.
You too. You have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't that weird that she's in tomorrow already?
I know. I always think that's so weird.
She's 14 hours ahead of us. I mean, somehow it just doesn't. We should all have the same time. We really should. And then some people would just work at night, and some people would just work during the day. But we should have the same time. It just doesn't seem right that we have different time zones and everything. It's way too confusing for me. And I sometimes forget to say to people, you know, what time zone are you in? Where are you? You know, because you know, it seems like we should all be on the same time frame. It would be so much better. Okay, we've got Queen here. Hi, Queen. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well, too.
Hi, Queen.
Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
I am fabulous.
How are you doing? How you doing?
All right. Okay, Queen. I have a lot of spirits here for you. And it feels like there's a whole crowd here. I have a number of male spirits. It's really, they all came in together, and it was like, okay. There are several male energies here, and it feels as though they're on both your father and your mother's side. So are your grandfathers on both sides passed?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of music. I'm hearing a lot of very rhythmic music. I'm hearing some very, very deep drums here that absolutely resonate, you know, inside my body. It's just amazing. And it feels that they're bringing the music back to you. And there's one man here in this bunch that isn't on either parent's side, and he's just saying he's not a blood relation, he's somebody special. And I love it because that's what he said. I'm somebody special. I'm not family. And so was there a man that you were close to that was probably in his 40s to 50s when he passed over that was not a relative but was very close to you?
It might have been a drummer. That's who I'm thinking of.
Okay. So he's here too. And what I'm finding is he has a twinkle in his eye. He's really, really an amazing man, and he's got a lovely sense of humor. And it says you get too serious too much, that you really need to lighten up. He's saying that he's around you a lot, and it's just you're so focused on everything you do. You're so focused on being good and spiritual and valid, and that your integrity is there, you're working so hard to be as good as you possibly can be that you're forgetting to have fun, and he's saying, you know, please lighten up and have some fun from time to time. You don't need to be as serious as you are. There's also a lady in spirit, and she's got a I know she has a traditional, and I hate to use the wrong word, and I hate to be irreverent, but she has it's almost like a turban that she's wearing. I don't know what
turban.
You would call it.
A turban, a head wrap, a crown.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
Head, okay. So and she has a feeling of majesty about her. Now this woman goes back probably four generations, five generations. And when I say she was regal, I mean she was really regal. I almost get the feeling that this woman had, and she's telling me that she did. There's an aspect of, are you related by blood to royalty of some sort?
Of course.
Okay. Anyhow, she comes in with that regalness that is really quite profound, and she's saying that your demeanor you get from her and from her time frame. There is also, if I take it back even further, I do feel that there is definitely seriously there is royalty of some sort. You know, it doesn't. It's you know, there's royalty here. That's what I'm getting. There's royalty here. I do see you in past lifetimes having that regalness as well. Not always appropriate to your station in life, but there has always been that sense of regalness about you, no matter what kind or what level of humanity you were born into. You have always carried yourself with a great deal of regal attitude, and it wasn't that you were trying to lord it over anyone. It just happened to be that you had that quality about you, and you've brought it lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. There have been times when your station in life was not appropriate for it, and you were abused because of it. But you never let it go. It was always there, and sometimes you suffered greatly, but they could not beat it out of you. I feel that there has been a lifetime in China in which you were a person who you were in the Forbidden City. You were one of the nobles in the Forbidden City, and there was an aspect here of warrior. So I feel you were like a general. I'm not sure if he had generals or whatever, but whoever it was that was in power, the emperor, you were very close to him. You weren't a guard, but you were more of a general, and you did a great deal of fighting you in that particular era, and I'm going back at least 1,000 years. In that particular era, there was a great deal of warring. There was a great deal of, I guess, fighting back the hordes or whatever. And you were definitely in one who led a great many men. In that particular lifetime, you came to the time frame where you were retired, and you went finally after probably a month or two, and you went and requested that you be put back into the army because it was the only life you had ever known, and you asked, you know, to be able to serve in some capacity there because you didn't know how to relax, and you didn't know how to mix with people. You wanted to have the structure that the service to the emperor gave you that made you so happy and contented. And I want to take you back even further in time, because what I think is really tons of fun. The first emperor had buried with him, I forget how many thousands of terracotta soldiers. You were the model for one of those soldiers. And if you go back and you look through the pictures, and they have pictures of all of them, you're going to find yourself. You're going to find a picture of yourself as a military person in China, way, way, way back with the first emperor, and you, they actually did your image was one that they did a terracotta soldier of, so you'll be able to sort of and you'll recognize yourself immediately. You'll get chills. It's that there definitely is a picture of you in that particular lifetime. That lifetime was one that was a very joyful one to you because you were so dedicated to service. You are as dedicated to service this lifetime, but it's of a different manner and it's a different form, and it does feel as though you are focused on serving all of humanity in whatever capacity you can, and you're doing a beautiful job. You really are. There is an aspect here of doing a great deal of things that are not noticed by a lot of people, but they give you great pleasure and they give you great joy. And what you do that it flies beneath the radar is probably of a better quality and a higher and serves a higher purpose because it isn't noticed by everybody, and because the only joy you get from it is the knowledge that you've done it and people are happier. So you are serving beautifully. And I would say that you're going to continue, but I do see books that need to be written, absolutely books that need to be written. So please get busier than you already are, okay?
Thank you, and you never cease to amaze me. Thank you.
She is an
very
amazing
welcome.
Woman, isn't she?
Uh-huh. Yes, she without a doubt, the elder. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Take care now.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye, hon.
Okie dokie. We've got, Lisa snuck in. Okay. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Yeah, we are very well. Thank you. Annie's going to start, and then I will come in and sweep up what's left.
Okay.
Let's see. Spirit wants to talk about love, about relationships, about rejuvenating something that seems to be lost, whether within yourself, or the relationship itself. The last 5 years have been in flux. And it's time for a change. And that change has to come from you. You've already decided what you need to do, how you need to go about it, and when it needs to happen. The only thing that is missing is for you to utilize the opportunity that's been given to you. But only you can do that. Nobody can do it for you. Do you understand that?
Yes. Everything resonated with me. But I'm like...
You don't have to explain yourself, honey. You don't have to explain yourself. I just... Before we picked up the phone for you, I picked up, I have this beautiful snake. Not a live one, mind you.
okay.
Snake stone. And it's a king cobra. And it's just very beautiful. And I picked it up, and it's snake medicine. Snake medicine is very, very powerful and very, very strong. And only a very, very few people can handle that type of medicine. And that's what's needed for you right now. So please read up on that. There's a part of me that is a little bit worried. But there's also a part of me that feels that you can handle it. Does that resonate with you as well?
Are you referring to the medicine?
Mm-hmm.
It resonates because I'm taking care of, like, I'm allergic to a lot of things. So,
okay.
Like, in the past 5-6 years, I've been allergic to a lot of things, like food allergies and all that, and I figured out my own way to heal, so, you know, I'm sensitive to certain things.
Okay. And things are going to get better because, you know, it's so weird because, you know, you get, I kept seeing 7-Eleven and kept hearing snake guys. So I don't know if this is, you know, a gamble for you. Or this is kind of like a luck that you've created. But I feel like it's going to be a very positive outcome. That's what I feel on a very deep level.
You said snake guy?
And,
I'm sorry.
No, snake eyes. Eyes.
Okay. That was a little confusing.
You know,
for me.
Snake eyes. You know, those little. You know how they roll the dice and they see snake eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a strange person. What can I tell you? but I also see a lot of red around you too, and people get scared when they see red because they think of anger. But I think of a few things. I think of passion. But I also think of love, and I think of heat. You know, with a snake, there is no heat. But if you're using snake medicine, and it's very strong, and you're actually bringing up that heat, that's a very powerful thing. So I'm going to leave you with that.
Okay, I'm gonna go to crystals because I'm seeing a lot of crystals around you. I'm seeing I'm seeing amethyst crystals. I'm seeing rose quartz crystals, and I'm seeing citrine, and those three crystals for some reason seem to really resonate with you. I'm also seeing you as though you were a part of a geode. And you know, the geodes are those stones that they break apart and they're all of the crystals inside. You are like a geode. There is beauty and power and magnificence and energy inside of you. And you know, happily, we don't have to split you in half to see the results of it. But I feel that you have held yourself so tightly that not everyone gets a chance to see the beauty that is in there. Now, you protected yourself for very good reasons, but my feeling is that you are at a point in time here where you no longer need to have that much protection, that you're going to slowly be letting people in. The boundaries, the barriers that you have put up around you are beginning to lower just slightly, and you have I want to say that there is that Phoenix rising energy here. I feel that there's a rebirthing of an aspect of you that is very important, and I feel that you can trust yourself to be discerning and make the right choices at this point in time. Don't do it all at once, but it does feel as though it's time for you to venture out of the security of the sanctuary that you have created inside of yourself. It feels as though there are relationships coming here that are going to be very rich for you. And I mean rich in emotion. You have a tremendous, and Anne mentioned the color red, and when I see the color red, I think of power and strength and the ability to stand up for yourself and claim what is yours and be an amazingly strong leader. You have great leader qualities here, and I feel that you'll find this lifetime you will find new and different ways to lead. In past lifetimes, you have been a warrior. You have been a crusader. You have been someone who fought in Roman legions. You have actually been a privateer or a pirate. So in many past lifetimes, you have fought. This lifetime, you come in a female form, a warrior, a fighter, and you have to use different weapons this time. And so sometimes it's very uncomfortable for you to have to use words and actions instead of, you know, just slamming somebody and shoving a sword up their into their stomach and whatever. You have this wonderful quality about you that, you know, you'd really like to. You have an internal way that you would love to deal with people, and yet there's an external way that you can't do it that way. So you're having to find new ways to fight new battles, new battlegrounds. And I'm not seeing that you're not at war, but basically what you're doing is you are addressing the issues that are coming into your life in a new and unique way for your spirit energy. And you're really cute about it all. You know that you can't, you know, knock heads together, which you would like to do.
Yes. Yeah. I was laughing so hard.
But you know, there's this part of you that is just so puzzled by the fact, but it would be so easy. It would solve the problems. Let me just kill them. And you know, that's not acceptable in this culture.
No, it's just really funny because, you know, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because, like, I am a very loving person, but in my mind growing up as a little kid, and it's like when people were being so mean, I had no words to say anything back. I just wanted to, like, do something physical because I'm like, why are you being so mean? Like, I just, it's really interesting how I'm that loving. And even as a child, I'd want to fight because I'd be so upset, but I couldn't want to, I couldn't say anything.
Now, I can't remember what show it was, and I don't know if it was Monty Python or what it was, but they had the person, you know, they had a person up front close to the camera with their fingers, and they had people in the background, and he was just, you know, squeezing these people and kind of offing them, and it was really, that's how I feel you are sometimes, and you know, you're doing a beautiful
crush your
job.
Head.
Yes, that's it. That's it, exactly. And I crushed your head.
I used to do it all the time.
And the reality here is, you know, you just have to learn to use other weapons, and you're doing a beautiful job of it. But the balancing of the warrior and the peace lover is you're struggling with it, but it's really funny. It's you know, I'm glad I'm not you, but you're doing a beautiful job. You really are. Please understand that you know, if you really get frustrated and stuff like that, go to a gym and find something you can hit. And I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I know what you mean, but I really am not, like, going around doing that. But it's just, there's just times it's like, ugh. And it's, I think it's in the quarters that I live. I have a very close family where I need breaks.
Uh-huh.
So that's huge. It's that. Or, like, that's where it is right now. But
okay.
It's
well,
a warrior thing, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing a beautiful job. You really are. And I think that given another probably 6 months, 5 months, 6 months, everything is going to smooth out for you, and it's going to be really amazing. But we have to scoot here, so thank you so much for calling, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Take care, honey.
really did see. I smish your head. I squish your head. I squish your head.
Oh, I used to love that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Loved it.
And, oh, me too. Was that Monty Python?
Yeah, he's like, squish. Okay. Well, I think it was, squish your head.
I just love
I used
love
to walk
Monty.
Around doing that. I squish your head. I still do it.
Thank you so much, Anne. You've been such a pleasure as
you.
Always to work with, and
you
add so much to the show, and you are an amazing lady to share the energy with.
Thank you. And you are too much. You are an amazing woman, and I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you. You teach me a lot.
Oh, well, I learned from you as well and from everybody that calls in. Thank you, guys. See you on Wednesday, and those of you who are in the circle, we'll see you Thursday and Friday. So take it easy and have a great night. And Chris probably has her show up and running by now. So if you don't have anything else to do, go over to Curious Times. Good night now.
Good night.